This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A new report finds extreme heat streaks are becoming stronger and lasting longer, especially here in the Mountain West. Colorado was among the top cities with 6 heat streaks in the past 4 years. Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
Most major cities are now experiencing 2 more extreme heat streaks each year compared to what they saw in 1970. Several cities in our region are feeling them even more frequently, including Denver, Phoenix, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Helena, Montana, and Las Cruces, New Mexico. That's according to the nonpartisan research group Climate Central, which found that human-caused climate change is driving the trend. Sean McKenna is a scientist at the Desert Research Institute in Reno.
Homes built in Reno, even in the 70s, really didn't have air conditioning because we didn't need it. We had cool evenings, we could cool the house off. But if you look at a metro area now like Las Vegas or Phoenix, you got to run the air conditioner all night long just to stay cool.
He says that puts pressure on power grids, raising the risk of power outages and blackouts, which can knock out the AC when we need it most. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Colorado reached another type of new record in sports gambling, $6.3 billion in wagers last fiscal year. CPR's Ben Marcus reports more bettors are losing.
Revenue to sports books is growing 4 times faster than the amount people are wagering. Basically, the house is winning way more often. That's in large part due to the growth of parlay bets, where multiple different outcomes have to happen in a single bet. Like Shohei Ohtani hits a home run and strikes out 4 batters and the Dodgers win. Those are high-risk, high-reward bets that apps like DraftKings and FanDuel are marketing heavily. The more Coloradans lose, the more tax revenue the state collects, which goes to water conservation projects. Tax collections jumped 21% to nearly $40 million last fiscal year. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.